This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. On the eve of Ramadan, Gaza residents make do with praying outside as hundreds of mosques in the enclave are destroyed. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
By the ruins of the Al-Farouq Mosque in Rafah in southern Gaza, lines of worshippers kneel to the ground to pray on the eve of the holy month of Ramadan. The mosque, one of the largest and oldest in the city, was destroyed in an Israeli airstrike on the 22nd of February. One worshipper, Bakr Abu Nakira, told the AP, "Welcoming Ramadan in 2024, we feel a lot of sadness. I've been attending this mosque for about 20 years, and here it's gone in the blink of an eye." Palestinian authorities reported earlier this year that 1,000 mosques had been reduced to rubble since Israel launched its military operation in response to the Hamas attack on October the 7th. I'm Karen Shamas.
A ship bearing humanitarian aid is being loaded and is being prepared to leave Cyprus for Gaza after international donors launched a sea corridor to supply aid for the besieged territory facing widespread hunger after 5 months of war. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The European Union's top official, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, told reporters in Cyprus Friday the vessel belonging to Spain's Open Arms aid group will make a pilot voyage to test the corridor Saturday. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps confirmed to the Associated Press the ship is scheduled to depart Saturday and would take 2 to 3 days to arrive at an undisclosed location where the group World Central Kitchen is constructing a pier to receive it. The group has 60 food kitchens throughout Gaza to distribute the aid. Opening a sea corridor to Gaza shows increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in the Strip and a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. Israel says it welcomes the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden-Trump rematch comes into view with dueling visits to Georgia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Both President Biden and former President Trump are visiting a battleground state that was so close in 2020. Less than 12,000 votes made the difference and gave President Biden the win. President Biden's visit focuses on the Metro Atlanta area, which made the difference for him in 2020. The strategy is to talk up his achievements in office and criticize Donald Trump.
You can't love your country only when you win.
Trump visits the small city of Rome, where he and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene were picked by voters, both Biden critics.
He's the worst president in the history of our country.
Many analysts say Georgia could go either way in November. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Wall Street Journal reports the Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into the Boeing jetliner blowout that left a gaping hole on an Alaskan Airlines plane this January. The newspaper cites documents and people familiar with the matter who say that investigators contacted some people who were on the January 5th flight. The Journal reports Saturday that the investigation would assist the department's review of whether Boeing complied with a previous settlement. Boeing has acknowledged in a letter to Congress that it cannot find records for work done on a door panel that blew out on the Alaska Airlines flight. Female representation remains low in U.S. state houses, particularly Democrats in the South. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In 10 states, women make up less than 25% of their state legislatures, according to Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics. At the bottom, West Virginia, just 16 women in its 134-member legislature. Kayla Young is a Democratic state delegate there.
When the women aren't in those rooms, it changes everything.
Across the aisle from her, Republican state senator Patricia Rucker.
It is a huge struggle to get our voices heard. And sometimes the reaction from some individuals are they don't think we should.
At the high end in Nevada, women occupy just over 60% of state legislative seats. I'm Julie Walker.
Large NATO drills in the frigid fjords of northern Norway may just be war games meant to hone the skills of the newly expanded 32-nation military alliance in the event of conflict. But for troops taking part, they are very real. With drills underway now, NATO is baring its fangs in its biggest exercises since the Cold War. They send an unmistakable message to Russia that alliance members are ready to defend each other if needed. This week, the AP saw a French Navy frigate track down and, quote, destroy a submarine as part of the drills. No torpedoes were fired, but the exercise shows how soldiers are trained. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.